Welcome to the Belgrade Theatre Podcast. Today it's the 3rd of November and we're talking to Janet Vaughan, the set and costume designer for Spring Awakening. Janet, can you tell us a little bit about the set and what people can expect to see on stage during the show?
Yes, the set is essentially white, and it's there's a big floor and then a series of trees, sort of cut out shapes of trees. The idea is that the section at the front is more polished, like a sort of Victorian drawing room floor or something, and the rest of it is sort of slightly white and untamed, and it's about picking up on that theme of nature being constrained or tamed by the adults, which is kind of the theme of the play, that the adults are sort of constricting things slightly. So it's meant to show a kind of contrast between what is polished and constrained and what is natural and unruly, and it's also a surface for projection as well, the white. So
okay, does the show involve many props, and if so, where did you manage to find them?
There's not masses of props in the show, but most of them have come from the Belgrade stock, so there's a mixture of stuff that the stage managers have sourced for us, which you may recognise from other shows.
You mentioned projection just before. Is there lots of lighting projection in the show, and can you explain to us a little bit about how that looks?
Arnim Fries is doing the lighting and the projections, and he's done a great job of... We're using that to bring the colour in and to change the space a lot, and to give us the contrast between inside and outside, and to bring some of the nature in, because it's very much seasons are very important in the play as well, the sort of seasonal progression. So that is being brought in through that.
Great. And you also designed the costumes for the show as well. I just wondered if you could tell us a little bit about their particular styles.
The costumes are a sort of mix of modern and Victorian, because the premise of the show is that the young people are at the theatre for a drama session, and they walk into the theatre and there's a set and costumes all ready there, as if it's just been left and the actors have just gone for the evening, and the young people decide to put the show on. So they're a mixture of what they're wearing, sort of young people's clothes in a kind of emo style, but then they put some of the Victorian costumes on, so they're kind of a mixture.